The winners of the Global Podcast Ondas Awards, the latest from podnews.net with Podcastle, Create, Edit, Publish and Grow. The winners of the Spanish Language Global Podcast Ondas Awards 2024 were announced. Our list includes the judges' reasons for each, plus hosting companies and an OPML file to import them into your compatible podcast player. You'll find it linked in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. Think one mention of murder in your true crime podcast means no monetization? Well, not necessarily. Barometer and Sonant have worked on a project to offer advertisers suitably separated ad placements, allowing them to reach your audience while avoiding unwanted alignment with the gory bits. The tool uses a contextual engine to set mid-rolls and other ad placements at a safe distance. Podcast host Osha has launched a transcription service. The tool creates an Apple Podcast-compatible transcript. Transcripts are available in 99 languages in compatible podcast apps and on your Osha website. It uses the podcast transcript standard from Podcasting 2.0. Remote recording tool StreamYard has been acquired by the owner of Evernote and Meetup, Bending Spoons. Terms weren't given. YouTube Music has unveiled improvements to the app, enhanced podcast sort options, a recommended shows shelf in the app, and improved search results. The company announced the changes on Reddit. Data newly available from OP3 and published by our sister publication Podcast Business Journal shows that the big three podcast apps, Apple, Amazon and Spotify, account for 74% of all downloads for the over 2,000 shows measured on the service. Castbox is the biggest independent podcast app at number 4. The data is updated daily. And if you've got data, if you've got it in a format that we can read, we'd love to carry it in that data section. Editor at podnews.net will find us. The Campaign Legal Centre has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission about iHeartMedia's $630,000 funding from ad sales associated with the podcast Verdict with Ted Cruz to a group supporting Senator Cruz's re-election efforts. The group calls that illegal. Shure has released the MV7 Plus microphone, which now has a USB-C connection and a redesigned LED display. John Goforth from Magellan AI guests on Partner Up Profits to talk about how podcast advertising works. And 30% of listeners to The Bible in a Year don't listen to any other podcast, says Edison Research, which shares the top 5 shows for exclusive listeners today. Perhaps most surprisingly, also in the top 5 is iHeart's Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's a network with much to gain from cross-promotion to other shows, you'd think.
I'm your host, Aliza Licht. I'm an award-winning marketer, 2-time author, and personal branding expert, and I am your trusted guide every week.
Leave Your Mark with Aliza Licht has joined the Money News Network, which says it's the number one finance podcast network. The show's already amassed more than 1.4 million downloads. A brand new comedy parenting podcast, The Baby Bubble, is new from Mamma Mia Today, hosted by twin sisters and first-time mums Jessie and Claire Stevens. It's sponsored by Big W, an Australian retailer. Scandal rewatch podcast Unpacking the Toolbox is back for a second season today. It's from Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeart Podcasts. And How Was It For You with Rachel Paris and Marcus Brigstock is brand new this week from the two UK comedians. It's the show where everything, yes, everything, gets a review and a star rating out of 5. And with Rachel and Marcus juggling gigs, radio, TV, a toddler, an obsession with cheese, Roy the Chameleon, live improvised Jane Austen shows in the West End, and 2 adult stepkids, they're never short of things to give the star treatment to. 5 stars, would listen again. And trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers. We're sponsored by Podcastle. Create, publish, edit and grow your podcast all in one collaborative AI-powered platform. Make your voice heard with Podcastle. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.